to Dog Secrets.
Dog Secrets. Brought to you by Zeticus, the dog prodigy king. The dog psychology podcast without the whispering.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host Zeticus, the dog prodigy king. I actually been getting lots of good emails, lots of good support from all over the world, guys. I really appreciate the love and support. I only have 7 episodes and I can't believe it took off this good. I mean, it really is humbling, and I really appreciate all the love and support and the emails. And I better hurry up with the book, right? You know, so you guys can read the book. And the book will be mainly dog psychology book, guys. I mean, in this episode, I'll try my best to do training, but you'll see like how much you'll get the psychology aspect of it, but the hands-on is still it's not as easy. But you'll get a concept, right? To get the ideas to know why dogs do what they do, why they think the way they think, and how we can beat them at their own game. So today I'm going to talk about recall, or come command. Recall, I guess the reason they call it recall is the dog doesn't recall nothing. When you call them up, they forget their name, they forget you, they forget your love for them, your devotion. There's no respect. They do whatever they want to do. They'll just take a message and get back to you, right? That's recall. So come command is hands down the hardest command. And it's funny because if you ask any dog owner, like, what do you think is the hardest command to teach a dog? Most people say stay. And it's not stay. It's not heal. It is come. Come command. Because dogs know, guys, you can outrun them. Dogs know you can't catch them. Even in a room, you can't catch your dog that easily unless they want to be caught, right? Unless the dog is like old and like slow and hurt. But dogs are very fast. They're very fast. They're very agile. And you'll see what I'm talking about in this episode. I'll go over the difference between come command and leaving something alone. Like getting it out of that area, you know, that vicinity. So a lot of times you guys don't know the difference. You never looked at it that way. Okay, so I'll give you an example. See, your dog's barking. Your dog's barking its head off in a backyard, right? Barking at the neighbor's dog, barking at the sky, barking because it's windy, barking because the neighbors are in the yard, they're throwing a barbecue party, the kids are playing, maybe they went for a smoke, and your dog doesn't shut up. Now, most of you, you see your dog's name. You just yell out the dog's name. They're like, Boomer, Bailey, you know, Spike, hey, Spike. That's just the dog's name, guys. Now, the dog knows that you're mad and upset and you want him to stop barking, but that's not come command, okay? That's not come. It doesn't apply. Come command doesn't apply to that scenario. So you gotta let the dog know, like, you can be there, just shut up, okay? A lot of you, when your dog steals something and takes off with it, what you do is you say come, when it should be drop it, leave it, okay? Drop it, not come. The dog's not going to come and bring that to you. Some do, most of them don't. Say you don't want the dog in a certain room. You don't want him in a certain, you don't want him in the kitchen, okay? You're in the living room, you don't want him in the kitchen. Come doesn't apply in that scenario. You got to say out, get out, get out, 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 and chase the dog. You know, like, you can have it on the leash, guide the dog. So when you teach your dog just like that, in that moment, in that scenario with certain commands, then you get more better and faster results, right? Think about it. A lot of times, guys, when you call your dog to yourself, come doesn't apply. You can get away with stop it, leave it, drop it, get out of there. Get out of there, right? So come doesn't apply. Okay, let's go a little bit more about the dog psychology of come command. Most of you guys call your dog to do something negative or something the dog rather not do. So you call the dog to yourself, you hit the poor dog. You call the dog to yourself, you shove a pill down his throat. He needs to be medicated. You call him to yourself, you put him in a crate, you lock him up. You call him to yourself, you kick him out, you lock him in a room, you put him outside. You call him to yourself, you take him to the vet. The dog like, man, I got shot there, I got a surgery, they left my testicles there, or I came back without my balls, okay? So come usually means negative to a dog. Think about it. Your dog is afraid to come to you and refuses. It kind of like thinks and looks at you like, okay, what's up? What are you doing? What is mommy up to? What is daddy up to? A lot of you say, come here, and then you yell at the dog. Come here, and you hit the poor dog. Come here, and you put a shock collar on the dog. You put a pinch collar on the dog. It's shock collar, not tickle collar. It's pinch collar. It still pinches. Now, that's the thing that you got to keep in mind is whenever you call your dog to yourself, try to make it a fun thing, guys. So this is where you got to use treats, okay? So in this episode, we're going to use treats, we're going to use a rope, long line, and we're going to use a shock collar. I recommend shock collar, and you'll agree that the dog will only get so far without the collar. Without the shock collar, it's not going to work out in a real life scenario. Remember, it's one thing the dog to come to you in your living room, in your backyard, even front yard. It's totally different ballgame from to respond to you outdoors in a park setting, you know, like from a skateboarders, from a jogger, from a squirrel, neighbor's cat. Will your dog come to you in that scenario? You better believe it, they will not. The dog will take off, will chase, it will bark, it will growl. It will totally ignore you as if you don't even exist. That's what will happen. You know that I'm right. Don't make your dog sit and stay and then like, okay, come here, there you go. That's come. That's one way, guys. That's better than nothing, but that's one way. And a lot of group classes, they teach that. Like, oh, okay, look, put the dog on a stay. Okay, come, okay, hey, here's a hot dog, yay. Yay, what a smart dog. The dog's laughing at you like, man, okay, my owner's dumb. Okay, so this is how you should do it, guys. First of all, teach your dog come means positive. And if you don't come to me, I'm gonna... And then tone is really important. So check this out before the hands-on. You gotta sound happy. You gotta sound excited. Like, come here, come on, come here. And right there, you sound like the dog's not in trouble, right? You're not going to be a psycho. You're going to go, come here, come here. And when the dog comes, you beat the poor dog. You're not going to do that. You're going to say, come here, come here. So you got to sound happy and non-threatened. Don't sound boring. It should not sound like you're inviting the dog to a funeral. Like, come, come here, come. I saw this comedian. He said, if you know someone that talks to a baby and a puppy the same tone, they're a psychopath, they're a serial killer. Everyone changes their tone when they talk to a baby or a little puppy, right? They're like, hey, how you? They don't say, hey, dog, what are you up to? Hey, toddler, what are you doing? You know, so you gotta sound happy. You gotta sound, you know, exciting. So it's funny, now I had four dogs at one time, okay? I had Sharp, Loka, Precious, and Sheriff. Sheriff, Sharp, and Precious, all three of them came to me when I said, come here, guys, come on, come here. They came to me. For Loka, I had to go, come. Loka, no, come. She would stop. She would stop dead in her track and look at me or not look at me. She'll come, okay? Now, why that is, you got to see like, okay, firm doesn't work, sound happy. And if happy doesn't work, sound firm. This is what diverse method is, guys. You got to be diverse what you approach. Now, what I did is, so I've done this a long time, guys. I've done this 30 years, right, with thousands and thousands of dogs. At the beginning, I wanted to use no treats. Like, screw this. I don't have hot dog with me all the time. I want the dog to come to me because I said so. That sounds good, guys, but it's not going to work all the time because when there's a real distraction, like something that's really tempting, your dog will go after that. I don't care how much they love and respect you or fear you. Sometimes fear, you know, works better, and you'll see why we're going to use electronic collar. And guys, it's your dog, your decision. You have to think about that, these trial and error. But you'll notice and you'll agree with me, certain situation, the electronic collar, that's the only way. Like, how you think a hunting dog goes all the way, like a half a mile away, and they don't take off with the bird? There's a remote collar on the dog. The remote collar, guys, is the backup in case if the dog plays dumb. You know, they press the button and the dog like, oh, okay, well, holy cow, this worked from all the way there too. So I did this for years without treats, and I noticed it doesn't work. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to use treats, then gradually wean the dog off it. So the dog will come and I'll get the treat, you know, and then after a while I wean it off, and then they came and looked for it. They looked at the air, they sniffed the air like, ah, well, daddy's forgot using treats, so he's running out. So what I notice is it works best is if you use treats all the time, guys, and if the dog doesn't come to you, you have it on a long rope. You can get those from, you know, pet stores. 30 foot is a good start. You say, come here, and if they don't, reel them into you and then give them a treat. You want the dog to know, like, man, every time I hear come, mommy gives me a treat. I don't get beat up. They don't throw me in the crate. They don't lock me out. I get my favorite treats when I hear come command. Every time mommy, daddy says come, it's positive. Then you go work around distraction. You know, so if you're doing this in your living room, you go in a backyard. If your backyard is not, you know, that tempting, not many distractions, then you go in a front of your house. And if the front of the house there aren't that many distractions, then you go to a local park, okay? Local park, there are a lot of distraction. Your dog will start sniffing, will start looking at different kids, different noises, different dogs. It will look for anything like, oh, what is that? And then again, you say come and you increase your distance gradually. Now, your dog will get tangled. Do not untangle the dog unless it gets really bad. I repeat, do not untangle your dog. When you pull your dog, most of the time dogs know how to untangle themselves. Now, depends on how smart the dog is. Some dogs, what they do is they block themselves with the rope. They block themselves with the pole, some pole or tree or bushes. The dog knows, like, every time I hear come, mommy says come here. And I was like, I know she has hot dogs. I know she has chicken. I know she has my favorite treats. I'm going to take a message and I'll get back to her. I'll come to her whenever I'm ready. So that's where you got to keep pulling and reeling, and this is where you got to use a pinch collar. So the dog has to be on a pinch collar or prong collar, and the rope got to be attached to that. Okay, not to the regular collar. Pinch collar or prong collar. Here's why. They back out of it sometimes with the collar. They back out of it. They do it, and then boop, the dog slips out of the collar. Another thing is the more the dog's further, the more you lose the momentum, the harder it will be for you to pull the dog. So you kind of get a like advantage with a pinch collar. Now, if the dog really fast, you gotta be careful, you gotta wear gloves. If the dog's really fast and they charge or lunge at a dog or a cat or a kid or squirrel or whatever, that's not just come command, that's leave it, that's no. And that's where the shock collar comes in handy, guys. So that's one of the episodes, so one of the scenarios. Because think about it, your dog, like, I know what come is, I wanna kill that dog first. I know what come means. I want to chase that cat. I know what you mean. Yeah, I want to catch that squirrel. I know. So that's why you got to say, leave it. No, leave it. And then come, right? So no has to be like convincing. The dog like, okay, what are you going to do? You're all the way there, 30 feet away, whatever. Mommy thinks she's a dog trainer now. That's cute. Daddy thinks he's a master dog trainer, whatever. You know, so that's where the second the dog charges, so the dog's on an electronic collar, on a pinch collar, and the pinch collar's hooked up to your rope. Whenever the dog charges at someone or something, you press the button. You say no. Now, right there, guys, 9 out of 10, the dog will be, oh, what was that? They come to you. They run to you. And that's why you give them a treat. Now, most dogs take the treat. Some don't. Like, whoa, what happened? They kind of get nervous. They get scared. They're confused, but they get it. After a while, the dog will be like, okay, when I don't go to mommy, I'm going to get zapped. They pull me. And when I go to mommy, I get my favorite treats. So two things will happen. Either the dog will stay close to you. It will stay close to you, kind of look at you, you know, like keep an eye on it from side of, you know, their eye, like, okay, I'm gonna keep an eye on mommy or daddy. Or you be like, my God, I have to really step it up. I have to step up the electronic car, crank it up, because what may work in your living room, it doesn't work outside. Maybe the car is not strong enough. You need to try a different brand. Maybe you gotta make it tighter. Maybe the longer contact points is what you need to get if your dog has like a really, really thick coat. So that's how you teach your dog come command, guys, the recall. You gotta let the dog know, like, come to me regardless from any distractions outside, inside. Leave it, drop it, whatever you want to do. You can use the electronic call for that. And what happens is your dog will know, like, okay, whenever I don't come to mommy or daddy, there's consequence, but when I come, good things happen. And leave it at that, guys. What I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying you gotta have a pouch of hot dogs, you know, with you all the time. What I'm saying is, whenever you work on come command, try to make it a fun thing, a positive thing. Now, what happens if you have to put the dog in a crate? What happens if you have to go take the dog to the vet? What happens if the dog has to go to the groomers and they have to trim his coat and they messed up, you know, the dog was bleeding a few times from the, you know, short, they cut the dog's nail really short. Dogs hate going there. What you do is hide the leash in your pocket behind you, go to your dog, put the dog on the leash, then go in that location, wherever you want to take your dog. Now think about it. One, you teaching your dog that whenever you want them to shut up, it's just shut up. Doesn't mean come. Whenever they want to, they're stealing something, you want them to drop it. Drop it, leave it, not say come. You don't want them in a certain room, you don't need to say come. Say out, out, out. That right there, the dog will know, like, oh, okay, things are different now. Mommy's more clear and concise for her commands, okay? Then, you know, the electronic collar, you're mixing with positive with negative and negative reinforcement. Positive is that, right? Giving the dog hot dogs, you know, just for being alive. And then negative is electronic collar. One way is not good. So if you always say, okay, you know what? I'm going to just zap the dog. I don't want to have hot dogs. No, I'm not going to take treats with me. I don't like treats. I'm going to zap him. He'll know. He'll learn. Well, I'll tell you a story, guys. This happened to me a few months ago, and I'm glad that I did it the way I did, because I would pay the price. So there was a dog I was working with at the kennel that I work with, and the dog was very fearful, very scared. So I was giving it treats. I wanted to become the dog's friend. Like, okay, this guy's not a threat. I was just giving the dog treats, guys, no training. I'm walking the dog, giving it treats, and the dog would just like cower and take the treats really slowly, you know. And the client is texting me, like, how's our dog doing, you know. I was laughing, like, let me get close to your dog first. Now, these guys don't know, a lot of you don't know how your dog will act when you're not around. A lot of you don't, you know, so you assume, but dogs act different sometimes when you're not there. This was a rescue dog. Obviously, the dog was abused and very scared. So what I recommend is, guys, using treats for fearful dogs, aggressive dogs. And, you know, the other thing is when you want the dog to look at you for competition training. Like, you know how you have a dog that's healing and the dog constantly looking at the owner's face as they're healing. Like, you can run him to a wall. The only way you can get a dog to look at you like that is using treats or a toy. Some trainers put a treat in their mouth and the dog just looking at their face. Most of you don't fall in that category. You don't care about competition training. You just want the dog to listen. You want your dog to listen to you no matter what. That's what you care for. Around dogs, around your guests, around joggers, around cars, you know, skateboarders. You don't care about like perfection. So what happens is if you just use shocking, guys. What happened was with this dog is I was using treats and all that, and the dog wouldn't take treats first few days, and then start taking the treat. And one day the dog, you know, got loose. We're like, got the dog out, and then this worker kind of messed up. The dog started running, playing keep away, and is about to get hit by a car. And the dog's not going to nobody. He's afraid of everyone, you know, especially men. Now, I squatted down. Squatting works too, by the way. Make yourself smaller. Make yourself inviting. Like, come here. You either bend down, like kneel down, like, you know, like you bend down, or you squat down. Like, come here, come here. I squatted down. I said, come here. The dog ran up to me and was sniffing my hand. Why? Because I've been giving it treats, guys. So again, they're just like us. Dogs are just like us. Does nice work with everyone? No, it doesn't. Does mean and harsh and aggressive work with everyone? No, it doesn't. Like me, myself, I don't like it when someone gets like weird with me and the tone and they're rude. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It actually backfires. I guess I'm a personality. If you believe in astrology, I'm an Aries, god of war. You know, I don't want to go to war. I don't want to go to war. True strength is, you know, you can go to war, but you don't need to. You don't need to flex, right? So what happened is the dog came to me and I actually gained a lot of the love of the dog like that, a lot of trust. Trust is big. It's like a relationship, guys. It takes more than love to make a relationship work. It's trust. Trust. So the dog trusted me. So you got to think about that, guys. Does treat every time work everywhere? No. Does the rope work every time everywhere? To some extent, yeah. You can reel the dog in, but if the dog's too fast, then they give you a rope burn, you know, you get like... And does shock all work every time? No, because... Some 9 out of 10 when you zap a dog, they come to you, guys. 9 out of 10. That one dog will run the opposite direction. They'll go the opposite direction. They'll run toward a person, like a stranger. They'll run the opposite direction. Some dogs, you know, when you do that, they want to run to the car. They want to run to the house. So if it's two of you, like say boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife, you zap the dog, say, come here. The dog will go to that person, like, save me. Can you save me? Like, yeah, no, you're saved. When mommy says come, you got to drop everything and come to her. When daddy says come, you got to drop everything and go to daddy. You know, don't play games. So dogs are very good at manipulating you, and they play that card. They're like, look at me. Remember, come is the hardest command, guys, to teach a dog. Recall. It's the hardest one. It really is. Because dogs, you can't catch them. You can't catch them. Once the dog's gone, that's it. They play keep away. They run around in a circle. They play, you know, like, okay, catch me. They play the catch me game if you can, right? They play keep away. All right, so that's it, guys, for today. Remember, recall is the hardest one. Work on that. Don't call the dog for do something negative. Don't hit the dog. Use your treats wisely. The best treats should be given. Like something moist and soft for calm command. I want your dog to drool when he hears come. She should salivate. Like, oh my God, come. It's my favorite treat. And have him small, not big treats. No, break him down small pieces. Not big thing. You know, you don't want to throw off your dog's bowel movement or nothing. All right. That's it for today, guys. Check out more things on my website, dogsecrets.com. Again, that's dogsecrets.com. Love and light to everyone.